This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the Sunday's live edition of Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
I forgot to tell folks that about the Discord chat. Daryl, can you tell a bit more about that? Because I'm still kind of new to all this.
Yeah, there's a thing called Discord that apparently has some trolls, but also has some regular people.
Discord.freetalklive.com is the way to find it?
Discord.lrn.fm.
Sorry.
The Discord.freetalklive.com might also go there. I know that Discord.lrn.fm goes there, and there are chat rooms specific for different things on LRN. There's also, I believe, an AMP-specific chat thing in the Discord, and there's a way that you can do a call-in through Discord to where it's kind of like Skype, but different.
Thank you for that the riveting info. I just don't know how to use it all that much. I do go in there and I talk with people. It's easy to
That's
use.
That's more than what I do.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So anyway, we've got Dr. Ruart on here talking about her new book, Death by Regulation, and you can find that at deathbyregulation.us. And we actually had somebody on the line to ask a question. They dropped off, so we're going to have to ask the questions in order to fill this out. Is basically how it goes. So when you were doing your research for this book, I think that you're of very very few people who would be able to write this book, this sort of expose on the FDA and how, it harms people, because you were doing, that was your career, is medical research, right?
That's right. I lived through the changes of the amendments, and I knew things were bad, but until I actually started putting together all the published literature, I didn't realize how bad it really was. And, we used to actually have some gallows humor in my lab where we would say, yeah, we're so busy meeting all these regulations, we don't have time to discover new drugs that'll cure things. And even when we did, we didn't always get a chance to put them on the market. I remember one time the FDA actually called me up and said, Dr. Ruart, we're really excited. We understand you just applied for a patent for prostaglandins and liver disease. And by the way, since we talked about fish oil earlier, the prostaglandins eicosanoids are what is built from fish oil. That's why you take fish oil to get the, quote, good prostaglandins or good eicosanoids. So the FDA was really excited about helping us get this on the market. But when you have something new, you don't know how much you need to give. You don't know how often you need to give it. You don't know how many patients you need in your study to get the statistical significance that the FDA wants. There are so many unknowns, and if you don't guess right on each one of them, you'll have to do the study over if it doesn't meet those statistical significance requirements. And what the company realized is if we had to repeat the studies, it would go generic. The drug would go generic the first day it was on the market. We'd never, ever recover our development costs, so we didn't do it. And this is why a lot of drugs that could actually really save people's lives stay on the shelves of the pharmaceutical companies and never get out the door.
And there's, I don't know if it's an urban legend, but it's something that I've definitely heard repeated often, is that if aspirin were being brought to market today, it would never wind up getting FDA approval.
That's right, because it causes ulcers in animals when you give large doses, and that's part of what the FDA has us do, is give 100 times more than the dose we want to give in people.
Seems like a bad idea.
Well, the idea is hopefully we'll know which organ is going to be adversely affected, right?
Okay.
That doesn't always work that way because animals and people are different. So you really only get about half of the, you know, you only get tips for about half of what's going to happen. And that's why when drugs get on the market, sometimes they have effects that haven't been seen before or haven't been seen much because our human studies, you know, have limited numbers of people. So maybe you have 1,000 or 2 people in your human studies, but when it goes on the market, you know, hundreds of thousands of people will take it, for example. And so things show up that didn't show up in the studies. And aspirin is probably, it's probably the biggest life-saving drug of all time. So
it's a blood thinner.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, it actually what it does, again, it influences the prostaglandin cascade that I just talked about. And what it does is it helps your body create prostaglandins, the ones that keep your blood from clumping, you know, so you don't have a heart attack when you normally would. I was actually, you know, one of my colleagues asked me to come to their laboratory and watch an experiment based on this. They were putting, they had an anesthetized dog and they put a tie around the coronary artery, which is where heart attacks usually happen. And they mimicked the, plaque formation and the narrowing of that artery by taking a tie and just tying down. But if they gave the dogs prostacycline, which is a type of prostaglandin, the animals didn't have a heart attack, you know, until you basically shut off all the blood flow. So, you know, clots did not form. And that's one of the reasons you take fish oil, you know, because you want to encourage the formation of what we call the good prostaglandins that, you know, keep your blood from clotting prematurely.
What about a small low-dose aspirin daily for adults? I've heard of this.
Yes, and that's what it does is it helps shift the prostaglandin cascade so you produce more of this prostacycline that we just talked about.
Okay. Jesse from Colorado has a question.
Yes, Jesse.
Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, thank you.
Good. I found out, I've been studying it over the years with holistic medicine and herbs, but also with, you know, the aggravation of dealing with the FDA and pharmaceutical companies, that when they were formed in the first place, or when the FDA was formed in the first place, the government rejected it and told the pharmaceuticals, if you want this thing so bad, because the pharmaceutical company was the one, or companies, were the ones that came to the president's office and then to have the people that were needed to be able to set up the organization in the government. They said, if you want this thing so dadgum bad, you pay the bill and you pay everybody in it. So that's what they did. The government doesn't pay them. It's not out of government salary. It's all out of pharmaceutical paycheck.
Thanks for the call, Jesse.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure that's exactly right. I think you might be referring to the 92 Prescription Drug User Fee Act. I'm not quite sure because it could be you're talking about the 1938 laws that were passed. But what happens today is there are user fees, that's what they call them anyhow, that the drug companies pay to get rapid approval. And what the FDA does is takes that money and hires more examiners. And I think the latest number that I saw was that between 50 and 70% of those salaries were paid for by this user fee system. And of course, as you know, Jesse, because I think that's what you're kind of really getting at, that really changes the dynamics of what the FDA does because, you know, the FDA now considers the pharmaceutical industry their client. And that's what they told one of the FDA people who was distraught about the idea of them approving Vioxx. Dr. David Graham went to his supervisor and said, we shouldn't approve Vioxx. It's dangerous. And his supervisor told him that the pharmaceutical industry was their client. not the American people, not Congress.
That's how regulation always works, is you know, the big companies stock the bureaucrats. They move back and forth between lobbying jobs and the corporate jobs and the government jobs, public sector jobs, these kind of things. Dr. Ruart, thank you so much for spending some time with us. It's deathbyregulation.us.
Yes.
And if you get your book now, you get $60 in bonus stuff.
Yes.
It's deathbyregulation.us. Thanks so much, Dr. Ruart.
And thank you for having me on, and good day to your listeners.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. The number, if you'd like to call in and participate in this evening's show, is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We also have a Skype channel. What do you call that? Skype option? You can call in on Skype.
You can call us on Skype.
Yeah. So our username there is lrn.fm. And you'll sound great. It's a nice connection. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a Skype call here very shortly. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com really is that one-stop shop, the place that you should go, whether you're new or an expert. If you want to talk about, find out about cryptocurrency, you need resources regarding cryptocurrency, you want to buy some cryptocurrency, you want to mine cryptocurrency, you need a wallet app to hold your cryptocurrency, you want to discuss it with other folks, it's Bitcoin.com. You want the latest news on cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com, and they've got it all over there, and it's a great site, there's no doubt about it. So it's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones here. It's Chernobyl Kursk calling in on Skype. Chernobyl?
Hello, are you there?
Or would you prefer Mr. Kursk?
Zach from Ithaca, how are you?
All right. What's on your mind, Zach?
I just watched the Stormy Daniels thing.
Oh, the Stormy Daniels interview. Yeah. Did you get a good look at her large and interesting personality?
I Googled Stormy Daniels anal earlier, if that's what you're getting at.
Hold on. So what interview?
She was on 60 Minutes.
People were having parties, you know, to watch. Where basically, she talked about how she met the president. And he was being kind of arrogant. She spanked him with his own magazine that he was on the cover of. He became much more respectful. She wasn't attracted to him. They slept together. And then years later, she got threatened in a parking lot by some goon who said, stay away, you know, don't talk about Trump. Was later paid off $130,000, like 10 days before the campaign, and is now going on TV, you know, saying that she's telling her side of the story, so to speak. But they're trying to spin this into campaign finance law breaking because of the payoff. It seems like they're just on a big fishing expedition here. Anyway.
Well, they want to talk about something that's interesting. And people get infidelity. They may not get campaign finance law.
Well, I mean, if you're the president of the United States and porn stars are saying that, you know, when I was 25 years old, I slept with you. And, I mean, that's not really embarrassing where I'm coming from. I mean, I'm of the belief that Hillary Clinton was sleeping with Huma Abedin. So Trump sleeping with hot porn stars when he was married doesn't really bother me at all.
It doesn't bother me, but I imagine, as I understand it, this occurred while he was married to Melania. Is that her name? Yeah, Melania?
Yeah, and while he was doing The Apprentice. Like, and he wasn't apparently very secretive about it. He was stringing her along, promising her she could get some work potentially on the show, and she said to you it was what it was. He was just stringing her along. So, but now she's, you know, 39-year-old porn star whose, you know, porn career is was kind of over. But now she can just talk about how she was essentially a whore her entire life and maybe capitalize on that. I don't envy her position right now.
I don't envy his either.
I can't say that I had ever heard of her prior to the whole thing of something with Donald Trump. And is there something weird going on with your connection to where it sounds like you are switching between something?
No, I'm on an iPad 2 and a little handset thing I got for 99 cents. Is that a terrible connection?
That might be the issue.
No, it's not necessarily a bad connection, but there's a considerable... or a noticeable change in
audio. Yeah, both connections are fine. They're just different, and it seems to be switching back and forth.
I'm on a thrift store handset through a secondhand iPad through a Wi-Fi connection. So
okay,
all these might be the issue.
Miracle that we're even talking to each other.
It really is.
But I also
noticed that is the internet.
I also notice the weird differences when the GPS will just change the tone of voice when giving the instructions.
Well, there you go. Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go to Chet calling in from Sarasota. Chet, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, hey, I just was listening before You're talking about some different oils with that doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Ruart was talking about fish oil, cannabis oil, variety of things. Yeah.
Yeah, you little pothead started talking about cannabis oil.
Uh-huh.
Somebody called in and asked her about cannabis oil.
I don't think I'm a pothead, but go ahead.
I was just wondering if you two ever heard of snake oil.
Yeah, well, you know, snake oil, it's a euphemism for fake medical products.
Yeah, Larry Kudlow sells it on his show to help saggy eye bags.
I think I'd eat that.
Yeah, you know, saggy eye bags? I think fish oil salesmen are pretty like, see, I would say New Hampshire's kind of fecund with, like, snake oil salesmen. You know what I mean?
No.
I have no clue what you mean.
But I like the voice change.
I mean, you guys are salesmen, right? You guys are salesmen, right?
I'm a talk radio host, and Dr. Ruart is a longtime medical researcher. What do you do?
Oh, but you guys are peddling kind of snake oil here. Are you libertarian?
I didn't say... What
We're
a second. I didn't sell
any
you any fish oil.
Thing.
I didn't say one
Why
product
you
name.
Why are you trying to sell a libertarian ideology? Why? Why?
It's weird.
Are you high?
No, but you guys are really, really dumb.
Okay, we're dumb.
Wow. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate it. Okay, so I suppose I am selling the libertarian ideology and that I believe in it. And I think that morally it is the only consistent ideology out there. And usually to attack it, you have to leave the realm of morality, right? Like you have to say at some point or another that violence against your neighbor is acceptable.
Yeah.
The initiation of violence against your neighbor is acceptable. And that's, you know, look, as long as we can agree that violence against your neighbor is something that should be avoided, then we can have a conversation about what is practical. But if we can't have a conversation about that, like, you know, well, it's okay. Like, for instance, this gun debate that's roaming around the news right now. This isn't a debate on whether or not AR-15s should exist. This is a debate as to whether civilians should be able to have AR-15s and whether the police and the military should be the only ones to have it. You aren't against AR-15s. You're against AR-15s in the hands of free men. That's your problem. And that's what it comes down to. So, yeah, thanks, Chet, for the opportunity to push my agenda. Because I was just talking about Stormy Daniels and fish oil, but now I get to push the gun debate. And did you guys get to see one of those high school students that are all the stars now? And she's like in her photo shoot, she's ripping the Constitution in half.
I saw the gif of that with like four little friends standing behind her.
Let's rip the Constitution in half.
I support that part of her agenda.
Yeah, well, you don't support it for the same reason she does, I can assure you. Number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. Call in and call us stupid. It's awesome. My name's Mark.
My name is Johnny Ray.
And I go by a lot of things, but you can call me Daryl.
I'll call you stupid. That's what the other caller did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, one of my favorite things to talk about, Daryl, as you know, is Atlantic Standard Time.
Yes.
It's a new favorite of mine.
Yes.
And,
I'm a fan.
Yep. Yeah, an older favorite of mine is Zencash. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, and value, so it's a cryptocurrency that has a communications aspect to it. They can be securely transmitted and stored with over 7,500 secured nodes. There's over 8,000 now. Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. It's a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists, that's us here, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at zencash.com. I unabashedly support Zencash. I think it's a great project. Zencash.com. I also believe that, frankly, it is pricing right now. My belief is there's going to be a breakout. I'm watching the cryptocurrency markets closely. I believe there's going to be a breakout. I believe you're going to see an increase in altcoins versus Bitcoin, which I believe you're going to see an increase into Bitcoin Core. So I'm of the opinion what I see in Zencash as far as pricing goes, that it's a real bargain right now.
Yes.
It's lower than when I got in. So I could just say, hey, bail. I'm not willing to say that. I really believe it's a great project. And they've got people doing marketing all over the world So, Zencash.com. Atlantic Standard Time. Tell me the good news, Daryl.
Well, the article that I have here is from someone that's not a fan.
Okay.
Now,
It was signed by the Florida governor. So Florida, if approved, if the United States Congress decides to let them do it,
yes,
they will go on Atlantic Standard Time. Now, interestingly, Florida's
most
not...
most of the state, because there is that tiny little part that's on Central that would then move to Eastern.
Yeah.
Yes. So this would have the effect of going to permanent DST, permanent daylight shifting,
yeah,
which right now is not allowed under federal law. So federal law, there was a question from Ian when we were talking about this before the show where he said, well, how does Arizona get away with this? Well, Arizona doesn't participate in DST. The federal law says you can either participate in DST or not.
Right.
And those are the two options.
You use the term daylight shifting time,
yes,
because
you're shifting. You're not saving anything.
Right. There's nothing's being saved. If you cut the bottom of your blanket off and sew it onto the top, you haven't saved anything.
Correct.
You have shifted something. And I think,
yes,
it's more accurate. Plus the fact that it really irks you when people say daylight savings time rather than daylight,
yes,
saving time.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And so the proposal here is not just to not participate in DST. Again, you know, federal law does not allow a state to go to permanent DST. The only way to do that, in effect, is to change time zones and then not participate in DST.
Right. So, effectively, if you're in the Eastern time zone, this works for pretty much all the time.
Right now,
right now
in
America, we
are on Atlantic Standard Time on the East Coast.
Correct. So, if you're in the central time zone, you're in Eastern time. If you're in the mountain time zone, you're on Central time. And if you're in Pacific time, the Pacific time zone, Pacific daylight time is
Mountain Standard Time. Yes.
So I found this very interesting because I didn't like daylight savings time. I don't like moving, changing the clocks. I don't like the whole experience.
Right.
I'm still not recovered from over a week now.
Nor am I. It's totally messed with my brain.
And I just don't like it. I don't like the experience. I don't think they've shown that more deaths occur, heart attacks, accidents because people are drowsy, all kinds of things. Productivity is lost on the day after and probably days after that, but productivity is lost in business. It is a costly and stupid anachronism that has no value.
It's, correct.
I think the biggest value is that during the coldest and bleakest parts of the year that you have an hour in the morning when the kids are, you know, at school as opposed to in the evening when they might be going out to play. I think that's the biggest argument for daylight shifting time, and it is just not good enough compared to dead people. I mean, people die because of this idea, and it was just positive. The only reason it exists is because it has existed.
So let's get into this article from somebody that doesn't like the idea here of Florida changing time zones, and we should point out that there has been legislation pending in several New England states to have New England join the Atlantic time zone and not participate in DST.
I rarely write my reps, and even more rarely do I get a response, but I did write my reps recommending that any opportunity they have to vote in Atlantic Standard Time, that they should do it. One rep wrote me back, which I was amazed at.
Right.
And, by the way, most of them didn't open the emails that I even sent.
Of course not.
This is the the pointlessness of government generally. But one of them wrote me back wanting to sort of debate a little bit the notion, and essentially said, hey, look, New England's part of, New Hampshire's part of New England, and New England needs to do it all at once, so we can't do it because they haven't all done it. Well, lead the way! I mean, you're a leader! That's the
first in the nation, right?
Just go ahead and do
it. That only applies to the primary and nothing else, but we're still going to throw it around.
Indeed.
So, article here actually from a sports website. And again, the guy writing this, he's not a fan, and I can't actually, because of language used in the headline, I can't read the headline to you on the radio.
You can use some kind of fill-in word.
Bleep! Florida legislators plan to move to Atlantic Standard Time will wreak havoc on sports.
Well, okay.
You can fill in the blank.
My TV is going to suffer? Is that the...
So he says Florida's heavily GOP legislature last month pushed through a bill that would move most of the state out of a daylight saving time observing Eastern time zone and into year-round Atlantic Standard Time. Senator Marco Rubio announced plans to confirm the change in an act of Congress. This is a bad idea.
Okay.
Setting aside the standard time events that will be thrown out of sync by moving Florida to the Atlantic time zone.
Wait a second. Okay, so Free Talk Live, it basically uses an Eastern Standard Time broadcast calendar or whatever.
Actually, I think we're based on Central Time because that's where the syndicate is located.
Genesis Communications Network broadcasts on a Central Time zone, but when we talk about time here on Free Talk Live,
yes,
when we place it in Eastern.
Yes.
And I think that you know, if Eastern time was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. And the ultimately,
I can't even unpack that. But continue.
It's a joke about the old the King James version.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm well aware of what
young
you were.
People, you can dig around for it if you want.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if we went to Atlantic time here in New Hampshire, let's presume New Hampshire and Florida have the cojones, as it were, to move to Atlantic time.
Along with Massachusetts and Maine, because that's part of what the New Hampshire change was based on. Massachusetts.
But let's just say New Hampshire, at this point, that law is sunk and something new could come along. I say we just go ahead and do it and let Maine and Massachusetts catch up next year. Anyway,
well, Massachusetts is probably going to go ahead and do it anyway.
As they should. But it's a shame that New Hampshire has to follow them.
Right.
So let's say that this occurs. Atlantic time zone, yep. We move forward. We, as a show, are still going to have to follow our Eastern time zone affiliates. We're going to have to do the show at different times and that kind of thing. Sometimes it'll have to be 6 o'clock when we start. Sometimes it'll be 7. Whatever. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Eastern time is mostly Atlantic Standard. Eastern Daylight Time is Atlantic Standard Time anyway. So you're on that calendar 8 months out of the year.
Right.
Big, fat, hairy deal. It's not going to mess with too much of anything. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Sunday night. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And we're talking about, well, one of my favorite subjects, which is Atlantic Standard Time and the idea of basically doing away with daylight shifting time. I don't like it. It's highly unproductive. It kills people. Like, really, yes. No joke. Daylight savings time kills people. People get in automobile accidents because they're drowsy. They've lost an hour of work or whatever. Their systems, their bodies revolt. Strokes, heart attacks, these sorts of things go up shortly after daylight savings time. It just full on kills people. And whatever benefit, I'd love to hear what the benefit you think of is Free Talk Live. I will set aside my vitriol to listen to whatever the benefit is. I hope that it is of consequence, not like,
farmers actually, no, 102 years ago, the farmers advocated against changing the clocks.
Well, so 100 years ago, there were a heck of a lot more farmers than there are today. I don't think we should be changing the calendar based on what the farmers want.
Right, but no.
All the best to the farmers out there.
But they get up by the
sunlight anyway.
Right, but there's a claim that farmers want the clocks to change. No, they don't. They don't, because then it messes with the schedule of the animals who were, you know, doing all their stuff based on when the sun comes up anyway.
The animals don't tell time. I think it's just a completely...
Everybody has an internal clock, including animals.
Agreed.
And when you start changing the way, you know, time goes because government...
But I think it's a spurious claim what you're saying, Daryl, because I had animals till recently. The pigs went to heaven.
You've still got a cat.
Like a cat, right. The cat doesn't care.
Right, because your cat's pigs, not fed on a schedule.
The pigs didn't care. They were fed on a schedule, but the schedule was based on the sun, not on the time. So the farmers can... The farmers are just going to adjust their schedules. This is the thing.
It's like
we're all automatons, and somehow when the government changes the clock, no, You don't have to do that. The farmers aren't going to change their schedule. They're going to get up with sunrise if that's when they get up. Anyway, so if sunrise is at 5 a.m., it's at 6 a.m. or whatever, that's right. when they're going to get up. It doesn't matter. Your stupid change of the clock doesn't matter.
They're adjusting their clocks based on your change of the clock, so just don't change the damn clocks.
Indeed. Let me tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses where, we've decided to help build one. It's liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events and businesses and digital content and more. So listings can be rated and reviewed, and then there's a bit of a social network aspect so that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use coupon code FTL to get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu. Go there right now and list your business, your organization, these sorts of things. Liberty.menu.
So let's get back into the article here from some guy, Timothy Burke, writing at Deadspin, who he's not a fan of Florida changing to Atlantic Standard Time.
And he's making a big deal about it, so I'm going to make a big deal about his making a big deal about it.
He says, setting aside the standard time events that will be thrown out of sync by moving Florida to the Atlantic time zone, the Times Square ball won't drop until 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. Election polls
Who
in Florida.
Who cares about the Times Square ball? I mean, if you're sitting in Chicago.
A million people watch it on television.
I'm sure they do. We can drop a pineapple in Miami, and you can take your ball and put it right up your big old apple spot. I don't care about your ball and Times Square.
Polls in Florida will close an hour before anywhere else on Election Day.
Whoopee.
So they still can't release the results.
Polls
until
in New Hampshire
at,
what is it, Dixville Notch? Close
there
at midnight.
There are four places that vote at midnight, but Dixville's the only one that anybody cares about.
Right.
The Academy Awards will run past midnight.
So what?
The change would thoroughly screw up college and professional sports in Florida during the 4.5 months of standard time. It's not 4.5 months. It's 8 months.
Of standard time? No, it's daylight time is 8 months.
Oh, wait,
you got that
yeah.
Wrong. Yeah, you got that wrong. So, look, if those college games, the people who broadcast those college games are going to care about what time it is in the Eastern time zone, and they're going to adjust accordingly. It's effectively, many things that occur media-wise in Florida are going to have to occur on the Eastern clock.
So I'm going to use this guy's
argument. 4 months out of the year.
I'm going to use this guy's arguments on why Hawaii should just wind up being a separate country. Because when the University of Hawaii has a football game, nobody on the East Coast can watch it because it kicks off at 2 o'clock in the morning.
There you go.
This guy's just making absolutely stupid claims. He continues, any Sunday night, Monday night, or Thursday night football game hosted by the Jaguars, Buccaneers, or Dolphins in the last half of the season would kick off at 9:30 p.m. and end well after midnight.
Why would that happen? NBC, CBS, whomever handles Monday night football, and I don't know, and I think it changes year to year, they can handle this, really. They have the technology. They have the brain power to figure out, well, it looks like Atlantic time zone's a little complicated for the rest of us here. Why don't we just kick this off an hour early? Everybody in agreement? Oh, yeah? No problem? Bob? Well, Bob, you've always had bad ideas. So Bob.
The reason it might be a problem, and I'm using air quotes there, is that, so we're changing the time that Monday night football starts on this 1 week, but every other week, and then when you start...
No, you don't, though. So look,
you're saying only the games that kick off in Florida would wind up having an earlier start time on Monday
night
football.
No, they'd have the same.
They only have one Monday night football game a week.
I understand. Okay, listen. So do they have that Monday night football game? Is it played in time zones other than Eastern? Is it played in Central, Mountain, or Pacific time?
Yes.
Okay.
And the kickoff time is always the same time Eastern.
Agreed. That's what they'll do. They'll kick it off Eastern time zone.
And that's what he's saying. It would kick off at 9:30 local time.
In Florida.
In Florida, which would end the game after midnight
in Florida. Problem.
That's why he's saying it's a bad idea.
Fine.
He's saying it's a bad idea for Florida. It's not a bad idea for California that Florida's changing a time zone.
Right. Okay, just to be clear, I don't care what he has to say on it. I mean, you know, they'll figure it out.
You're the one that asked me what he had to say about it.
No. I was thinking that he was saying that you could not. This just can't be done. We can't figure out how to switch the time.
No, he's saying it's a bad time or a bad idea for Florida to change the time zone in Florida.
That's something they're going to have to figure out.
Yes. He then talked about nationally broadcast basketball games would tip off extra late, hockey games would start extra late, and then, you know, the people in Florida.
I think
what the point he's trying to say here is that the athletic teams in Florida would wind up seeing their attendance drop.
Maybe
if they're
so.
Playing late games, because nobody's going to want to stay at the stadium until 1 o'clock in the morning and then fight traffic to get home at 3 o'clock in the morning and then have to be at work at 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
So some games will probably just change the time that they play in order to see, you know, better attendance. Others will.
Monday night football games.
Right. Monday night football game cannot change. It has to be at the time that it's at.
Yes.
And then go ahead. And that's your problem, all right? Look, the people were yawning and complaining about how late Monday Night Football went in Florida in the Eastern time zone since I've been a kid.
Yes.
So now it's going to be an hour later. Tough noogies. I just don't care.
He continues, the more practical result, of course, is that these opportunities end up going elsewhere. Florida sports teams would simply lose out on national broadcast between the first week of November and the second week of March. That's Florida's loss and everyone else's gain, which, to be honest, we're used to experiencing every time one of you bums from the Midwest moves down here.
Well, I agree completely. Where's this jerk from?
Deadspin.com,
these Yankees
life
move
is.
Down to Florida all the time, and if they've been there for 20 years, they just consider themselves local. Well, I got this to say, too bad. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to explain it. I was born in Florida, lived in Florida my whole life, and yes, people come down, they have opinions, they vote. There's no way to handle it. There's no immigration issue that can be handled there. Humans are creatures that like to travel. And as long as you're going to have a democracy, people are going to want to give their opinions. This guy's wanting to give his opinion. I think he's got an interesting point here. Monday Night Football is going to be adversely affected. Well, I'm willing to give it up.
He's got some non-sports reasons as well.
I'd love to hear him. The number is 855-450-3733. At least he made a point. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.